Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurting.
Show up,
Hallelujah. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight. Lord, we want you to know we love you. Lord, we want you to know we appreciate you. Lord, we want you to know we magnify you. Lord, we want you to know we love you. Thank you, Lord, for never leaving or forsaking us. Thank you, Lord, for staying by our side. We just want to praise your holy name on tonight. Have your way, Lord. Glory to God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God and amen. We thank God once again for each and every last one of you who have called in, who have tuned in to Gaffney on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. You see those numbers on the bottom of your screen. We recommend you call one of those numbers and get into this service on tonight. Get your prayer request on the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Call at 848-220-3100 number. Access code 299-299. Hallelujah. I guarantee you that's the best way to get into this thing. Hallelujah. Once you get into this thing, you ain't going to want to get out. You're going to be calling in every night. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're going to be missing your TV shows. Hallelujah. So you can hear a word from the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we thank God for you tuning in on tonight. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to go to the throne with our testimonies and prayer requests. So if you have to start calling in, glory to God. I want to go to Mark 11 on tonight. Mark chapter 11, verses 23 and 24. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And tonight I want to read out the American Standard verse. Hallelujah. Amen. And it says, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou taken up and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that what he has said shall cometh to pass, he shall have it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse 24, therefore I say, hallelujah, therefore I say unto you, all things whatsoever ye pray and ask for, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word on tonight. Praise God. We're going to look at Mark 11, verse 24 tonight before we open up the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Out of the American Standard Version, it says, therefore I say unto you, all things whatsoever ye pray and ask for. Hallelujah. Let me stop right there because there's a comma. So that means I got to pause, bless the name of the Lord. He says, therefore I say unto you. Hallelujah. Now this is Jesus talking. Yahshua is talking. The word of God, hallelujah, is talking. Praise God. And he's saying, therefore, he's making a declaration. Praise God. Therefore, I say unto you, praise God, all things whatsoever. Glory to God. We got to understand what he's saying. All things whatsoever. See, we got it in our minds. We've been programmed by our school systems and our social media and our news and some of our churches. Hallelujah. That some things are impossible. We've been told that some diseases can't be cured. We've been told that some people can't be saved. Hallelujah, praise God. We've been told a lot through social media, through the news, through the church, through the TV. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the Bible says, all things whatsoever ye pray and ask for, all things. Glory to God. See, Jesus did not put a limit on God. Oh, glory to God. He did not put a limit on what he felt the Father could do. All things. Praise God. Whatsoever. Hallelujah. You ask when you pray. Hallelujah. He says, believe that ye have received them. That means you got to believe after you pray for it. While it's going on, you got to believe it's over with. Glory to God. Let me say that again. After you pray for, while the situation is still going on, you got to believe that it's over with. See, this is why we walk by faith and not by sight. Glory to God. Because if we walk by sight, Hallelujah. Our sight tells us it's still going on. Hallelujah. But my faith tells me it's already over. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We got to go by what our faith is telling us, what our confidence in the Word of God is saying. And the confidence of the Word of God is, excuse me. Amen. Praise God. I say this scripture a lot of times. It came to pass. Hallelujah. Praise God. So if it came to pass, while it's here, I'm going to believe it's already gone, because that's what it came to be. It didn't come to stay. Hallelujah. It was a visitor. Your situation is a visitor. Hallelujah. Praise God. Your situation got luggage. Hallelujah. Your situation getting ready to leave. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So whatever you ask God for, you got to believe that it's already done. If you ask God for a car, you got to believe it's already in the driveway. If you ask God for a house, you got to believe it's already been kicked out for you. Hallelujah. God already got it what? Set aside. He already got a holy house for you. It's already set aside just for you. Hallelujah. While you still sick in your body, I'm talking to somebody on the line tonight. While you still sick in your body, praise God, hallelujah. While you still hurting your bones, glory to God. Amen. You got to believe that you've already been healed. While that child is still acting a fool, glory to God. How the Bible say, don't call your brother a fool. I'm not saying he a fool. I'm saying he acting like one. And you said it too, hallelujah, while he's still acting up. While she's still out there running in the streets, glory to God, you got to believe that they have been healed. They have been delivered. They have been set free, that they are children of the Most High God, that they have saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost while they're still on the pole. Glory to God. You got to believe it while they're still on the corner. You got to believe it while they're still in fornication. Glory to God. You got to believe it while he's still pimping. Glory to God, while he's still selling drugs, you got to believe that he has been redeemed. Glory to God, you got to believe it. Hallelujah, amen. It ain't enough to pray. Hallelujah, it ain't enough to ask. The Lord said you got to believe. Hallelujah. The problem is you're looking at what you see and what the Word of God is telling you. Glory to God. The Bible said he wouldn't stray, and you looking at him, and it looked like he didn't stray. Oh, my God. It looked like she didn't stray. Hallelujah. Praise God. But God said you need to close your eyes. Hallelujah. There's something wrong with your vision. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You need to go by your faith. Glory to God. Your sick. Oh, glory to God. I don't want to get into your six senses. We're too busy going by our five senses, what we can smell, what we can touch, what we can hear, what we can see, what we can taste. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But what about what you feel in the spirit? Oh, some of y'all need to tap into your six senses and start feeling some things in the spirit. Hallelujah. I feel in the spirit I've been healed, even though my back hurting right now, even though I still got the lip. Hallelujah. Even though I'm still on this medication, I know I've been healed. Hallelujah. I prophesy over my own life. Glory to God. The next time I go to the doctor, they going to say, you don't need this no more. Glory to God. The next time I go, hallelujah, the numbers are going to be in line. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The next time I see that child, he just going to straighten up just a little bit more. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Every time, glory to God, it's changing. Hallelujah. It's changing day by day because I believe. Your belief is what you need to get in order. You need to believe God has already done in the midst of it. Before you get the car, before you get the husband, before you get the wife, you got to believe God has already done it before you get the money. You got to believe God has already done it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of you got to believe for yourself. Some of you out there listening, you still in sin. Out there listening on the radio, praise God. You probably still in sin out there. Hallelujah. But the Spirit of the Lord told me to tell you right now, you got to believe that you already out of it. Glory to God. When you look back 5 years from now, I'm prophesying to somebody. When you look back 5 years from now, you're going to say, look where God has brought me from. I was a homeless. I was a thief. I was a drug dealer. I was a prostitute. Glory to God. I was on the pole. Hallelujah. I was in homosexuality. Oh, glory to God. But God brought me out of it. Hallelujah. Why? Because when I prayed to him, I believed. Hallelujah. You got to believe it for yourself on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So as we open up the phone line at this time, praise God, you need to come with that attitude of gratitude and that attitude of expectancy, that you expect God to work some things out in your life, that you expect God to manifest some blessings. Glory to God. The phone lines are open. Will there be one on tonight? Glory to God.
I'd like to thank God for waking up in the morning, starting off on a brand new day. Your brother Brian. I'd like to send out a prayer request to my cousin Bob. Charlie Manuel, rest in peace. He died last Thursday.
Who?
He was 75 years old. He had cancer. I'd like to thank God for my family and friends on the prayer line. I want to thank God. What you at this morning? I asked you, Father God, please go up down there. How we taking the one down the road today? Where are they going? I ask you to take care of the homeless, Lord Jesus. Give them some food. Give them a place to stay. Father God, I ask you to take care of the kids. They get going to school tomorrow. They first day of school tomorrow. For the big kids and the little kids, Lord Jesus. I ask you to cover them in your blood, Father God. Father God, please go inside the sick and shut in, the hospitals, the jail cells, the prisons. Take care of all the inmates, Lord. Take care of all the patients, Lord Jesus. Somebody needs you right now, Father God. Father God, thank you for Ellen Curry, Brother Andre, Pastor Ball, Minister Crystal, Miss Virgin, Miss Alberta, Miss Kathleen, Miss Linda, Bobby, Yolanda, Rosie, Annette, Timmy and Jamar, Chris. Thank you for all the Lord Jesus and I praise you, Christ. Amen.
I want to thank God for being here. I want to thank God for Captain Corey, Brother Andre, Brother Brian, my sister, my brother, my niece, my nephew. He's finna go to school tomorrow. I'm finna go back to work tomorrow. Go get your blessings. Go bless my cousin Chris, Gwen, Kirby, my uncle that drives a truck, my cousin Chris, Christopher, Luke, bless my family, my friends, you all. Jesus, go get us ready for that great day real soon. So get your blessings. It's your time. Thank God for my brother and sister, put that in there. Thank God. Thank God for everybody on the line. Bless these family members as they go through. And y'all kids for the start of school now. Everybody just pray for us. In Jesus'
name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone else on tonight? Praise God.
I like to thank God for waking me up this morning. Something else from the brand new day. I like to thank the Lord for taking care of my family and friends. I want to ask the Lord to please go up and down the dangerous highways with whoever might be traveling. I want to ask the Lord to go in the hospitals, the jails, the prisons. Take care of all the homeless. I want to thank the Lord just thank him for providing for me thank him for what he's doing now and what he has done. I just want to thank the Lord for all my family and friends. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Good evening, Father God. Good evening, Father. Good evening, my holy Father God. I just want to praise you forever and ever for all that you've done for me. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. One more time. I just want to praise you forever and ever for all that you've done for me. Blessings and glory and honor, it all belongs to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory, honor, and praise to you, dear God. I give glory and I give honor to my Heavenly Father. I thank you, praise him for being here today. I thank you, praise him for that song. Because I just want to thank him. I want to praise him. I want to give him glory for all that he's done for me. My God is awesome. He's mighty. He's wonderful. Hallelujah. He woke us up this morning, taking us through this day, brought me up this morning, saying good morning, God, and giving him the praise, honor, and glory that he deserved early in the morning prayer. I just thank you, praise God, for that. I thank you for watching over me through the day. I thank you for a sense of peace in my life, just a peace of mind.
Yes, Lord.
With things that's just going on through this tormented world. It's a lot going on. But I can tell you, I really feel peaceful.
Yes.
And you know, when you can sit and say that in a world like this, I tell you, I've got to be serving God. Hallelujah. Because all kind of stuff is going on around us. But I feel a sense of peace. I know God is living inside of me. And I just thank and praise him for all he has done for me.
Yep.
He's my life. Hallelujah. He's the breath that I breathe. And I just love him. Oh, I love him. I love him. I love him. Without him, I'm nothing. I thank and praise God for each and every one of you. Just remember, God, hallelujah, got us. He got us. Remember to always say, Lord God, I just thank you and I praise you, Father God, because he is our source. Hallelujah. Without him, we're nothing. I praise God for each and every one of you. I praise God for every pastor, preacher, minister, teacher, evangelist. Hallelujah. The singers. Father God, hallelujah. The altar workers, the ushers, everyone that has did a part in this service. So I thank you, praise God, for all of you all. We are one in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. When you praise God, when you speak on God, hallelujah, it helps boost me up to let me know we all serving one God. Hallelujah. And he is my Heavenly Father. Yep. So you all keep us virgin in your prayers. Pray for my son and daughter, my grandson, sons, and each and every one of our family members. Hallelujah. I try to call them out. Esther, Alberta, Rosie, Carolyn, Loretta, Carl, James, and Eddie. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And myself, these are lady children. God has blessed us to know who he is. So you all, let's continue on this journey. Hallelujah. For we walk by faith, not by sight. And I tell you, I have a special request, unknown, unspoken request that's going on right now in my life. But you know something? Even in that, I still feel a sense of peace. Hallelujah. Things just keep on coming. And I still feel a sense of peace. So I know it's God. He got me. You all pray for me as I pray for you all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We thank God for our evangelist clergy on tonight. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. We have certainly had a blessed time thus far with the testimonies that have gone up before the throne of grace on tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to go to the throne of grace with our prayers. Hallelujah. Then I'm going to introduce the man of God. Then we're going to play a selection. Amen. And following the selection, we will be in the hands of the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, once again, we come before your throne of grace, Lord. Lord, we want you to know we love you. We appreciate you. We just magnify you for everything that you do. You said in your word, Lord, that if we lift you up, that you would draw all men unto you. We lift you up on tonight. We magnify your high and your holy name, Lord. You're truly worthy,
yes, Lord,
to be praised. You're truly worthy to be magnified. Hallelujah. We praise you. Hallelujah, Lord. We shouted from the rooftops on tonight. You are a great God. There is no other God like you. Yeah. You are the supreme God. You are the God of today, yesterday, and forevermore.
Yeah.
Lord, and we love you. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you touch the man of God on tonight. You touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Strengthen him as he gets ready to come forth and bring forth your word on tonight. Allow the anointing to flow freely from his lips on tonight, Lord. And we thank you for what you're doing in his life, for what you're doing in his ministry. Hallelujah. God, thank you for blessing his children and his children's children, the unborn children. We thank you for it tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We glorify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. And amen. Hallelujah on tonight. Glory to God. He is good. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Those of you just tuning in, if this is your first time tuning in, hallelujah, where have you been? Praise God. Hallelujah. This is the revival that just won't stop. Glory to God. The revival that just won't quit. Praise God. Hallelujah. They say it ain't over to the fat lady thing. Hallelujah. I just talked to her. She ain't even out of bed yet. Glory to God. Hallelujah. She ain't even on the way. Hallelujah. She says she going to stop by Golden Corral on the way here. So we got plenty of time to get this thing going. Praise God. Hallelujah. We ain't going to stop until the wheels fall off this thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Since May 11th. Hallelujah. The man of God has been coming forth, bringing forth a dynamic word almost every night to deliver the word to the people of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And he has not gotten weary and well-doing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the leader, the pastor of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Get that in your spirit. International Worldwide Fellowship. Hallelujah. Amen. He is your holy apostle. He is my brother in Christ.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I am talking about none other than the holy apostle himself, Eldon A. Curry. Bless the name of the Lord. Immediately following this selection, we will be in the hands of the man of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. How many of you know, amen, that you don't know what love is until you have experienced the love of God. Bless the name of the Lord on
what it means to really Thank you, Jesus. The nights that
I cried, you loved me.
Yeah, when I should have died.
When I should have died, you loved me.
Lord, I'll never know why.
I'll never know why you loved me.
But I'm grateful, Jesus.
It's a mystery to me now, mercy, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
When all hope was gone, you loved me.
Lord, you gave me a song.
You gave me a song that you loved me.
I'll never forget you, Jesus.
Now I can go on, cause you love me.
It's a mystery.
It's a mystery to me now, mercy, Jesus.
I'll love you, Jesus. And now I know.
What it really means.
Your love is everlasting.
What it really means.
Thank you, Jesus.
What it really means to love.
Love and do it forever. Thank you, Jesus.
To love.
No one can love me like you do, Jesus.
Love lifted
me.
Tell them that love lifted me.
Love.
Hallelujah. That's why I am
Lord,
the way I am today,
to me, neighbor.
Because he loves it out of me. Glory to God.
Yes.
Whatever was wrong with me, he loved it up out of me. Come on here, somebody. When people was talking
on,
about
preacher.
Me, when people was trying to doubt me, when people had wrote me
come
off,
on.
Hey. Said, I'm not going to write you off. Glory to God. I'm going to lift you. Come on here, somebody.
Glory.
Oh, y'all don't want to talk about
come
somebody
on. Come
give
on.
Love a praise. Somebody give love a praise, amen. Give love a praise. I don't know about Sunday. Hallelujah.
Yes,
love
Lord.
Come on here, somebody.
Yes, it did. Come
God.
On, preacher.
It was God's love. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Love.
That's what it was.
The songwriter said love. Now, there's love. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And we praise God tonight for his love. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, help me give God another hand to praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow.
Yes, 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 Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory to God.
See, we down here, we love our conditions. See, we love if you treat me right, I'll love you. See, but see, God loves those beyond that. God says, even when you don't act right, I still love you. Come on here, somebody.
Come on.
I love you enough to train you out. Come on here, somebody. I love you enough not to take my hands off you. Come on here, somebody. That's why I won't stop dealing with you, because I love you. Hey, I wish somebody would give
come on.
Praise. Come on here, somebody.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I mean, you can say that you got a love better. Even stay on you when you ain't acting right. How many of you say that you have a love that'll stay with you even when you pretend love go away? I don't want to deal with you, love, but love's gonna be right here.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stay right here till you change your mind. Come on here, somebody. I'm gonna be right here.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So when you get tired of everything
hallelujah.
Else, it thank won't be nothing left for me to turn to. Hallelujah. I wish somebody
come on
would
now.
Give God a praise right here somewhere. Glory
yeah.
to God.
Yeah.
You need the kind of love
come
that's
on.
Unconditional. Come on here, somebody. You need the kind of love that's agape love. Come on here, somebody. You need the kind of love that won't get tired of loving.
Hallelujah.
So I wish somebody you need that kind of love that when you don't feel like loving, glory to God, the love is still being
oh.
that I love you. Glory to God. You be trying to figure out what you talking about, glory to God. And then love, hallelujah, will change your mind. Come on here, somebody. For you know
oh,
it, glory
God.
To God. You got another mindset. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 Somebody
yeah.
give love. Hallelujah.
Come on.
One more shout of praise.
Hallelujah.
Come on, love.
Hallelujah.
Come on, love. Yeah, hallelujah. Somebody rooting for love tonight. Somebody saying, come on, love. Hallelujah. Somebody say, yes, love.
Come on, love.
Yes, love. Yes. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Somebody
yes.
say, yes, love. Yes. Come on here, somebody. How many say root for love tonight? Come on here, somebody. Amen. In a world that don't talk about love. In a world that don't even try to relate to love. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. The world now is all about what can you do for me? Amen. What have you done for me lately? And what are you trying to do for me? Come on here, somebody. Ain't nobody talking about love no more. Hallelujah. People are about games now. Hallelujah. It's all about a game of give and take. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But how many of you know love? Conquers all. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Not going to be before you alone tonight. Amen. First of all, I want to give honor to the anointing of God tonight. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for who you are. Thank you, Lord, for keeping me, Lord. Thank you for just continuing to show your hand on my life, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Awesome, wonderful
you,
brother. Lord. Elder Andre, God bless you, my dear brother. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Bless you, my brother.
Amen. To everybody up under the sound of my voice tonight, I send out love and blessings to you tonight. Amen.
Amen.
God is an awesome God. Amen.
Amen.
Shout out to my wife tonight. Amen. Brother God, God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. I got an awesome testimony, y'all. The enemy didn't even want me to get online. I left my phone on the bus. And I just got my phone back at about 5:10. Between 5:08, 5:10, I got my phone back. I want to thank God because he never let me lose my food. I can remember when things like this happened, I was just so upset and just so mad, but I was cool as a cucumber left the phone. Don't worry about it. He said, I got you. He said, go the way to the bus stop. And I was actually different bus drivers. Have you seen my phone? Have anybody said, no. They going to turn it to the lost and found. You know, it might be the ball for time for you to get the phone. I'm like, no, that ain't it. He said, don't worry about it. It's going to be all right. Just follow my lead. And put the bus stop and wait. Don't worry about their report. They ain't the report you looking for. They didn't my report. Come on here, somebody. How many of you got to know?
Come on now.
Come on here, somebody.
Dude,
it is my heart. I'm going to get my phone back. Come on here, somebody. I didn't have no doubt. Let me put it like that. I didn't have no doubt. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So I'm going to bus stop. This man out of the blue asked me, said, brother, did you see your phone? I said, yeah, I did. He said, you want to use my phone to call your phone? And it was, I didn't even know this man. But the Lord used him to help me get my phone back, beloved. And let me tell you something. He wasn't black. He
Thank
was a
you,
European
Lord. Hallelujah.
And he was just a nice
now.
Florida guy. He said, brother, he said, you can use my phone.
Come on.
And he dialed my phone number, and the bus driver picked up my phone. Come on here, somebody. And she started laughing. She said, you the man that left your phone. And I said, yes, ma'am. She said, don't worry about nothing. She said, you just be a... I told her what I was. I said, I'm over here at such and such a spot. She said, I'll be there at about 4:50. And she told me to wait. And so I waited, and I didn't move. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And she came through with the phone, y'all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Lord
Hallelujah.
Was telling me this. He said, the devil's so afraid of you, he don't even want you to come online. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory.
Come
y'all.
On now.
He's so afraid that he don't even want me to get on here. But guess what, devil? I'm on here, and we finna kick the hell out you, and God's gonna get the glory, and God's gonna be elevated.
Uh-oh.
Hallelujah. Somebody
Hallelujah.
Help me give him a praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh, glory to God.
Get him for me. Get him for me. Bang,
yes,
bang,
Lord.
Bang.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Come on.
Get him.
It's time
Hallelujah.
To turn up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Look.
Yeah. Turn up time.
Yes, Lord.
It's turn up time.
Stop the devil up.
Lick.
Thank you, Lord. You can't hold my own possession. Thank you. Thank you. They had to
Stop the devil up.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's a shout there. Whew. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Yes, Lord. The devil tried to bind us, but Jesus always set us free. Thank you, Father.
Come on.
Yeah,
Hallelujah.
They knew that song was the hunt. Yeah, money. They were ready to get rid of it.
Come on and give God a praise, beloved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah,
tell somebody right quickly. Tell somebody, boy, I'm feeling gangster tonight, y'all. Tell somebody, say, I'm back on the block. Hallelujah. I'm back on the block for the Lord. I'm back on the block for Yeshua. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We going to lift him up. We going to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We back on the block, neighbor. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Back on the
block. I'm back. I'm back. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I ain't going to be before you long. But we're going to be strong tonight, hallelujah. I'm not going to be before you, Lord. Glory to God. Somebody come with me tonight to Ephesians, hallelujah, chapter 4. Somebody like that saying of mine, don't you? We ain't going to be long, but we're going to be strong. Because how many know that when you got the Holy Ghost, it don't take long. Come on here, somebody. It don't take a long time for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 4, beginning with verse 26.
Is that Ephesians, you say?
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26, beginning with verse 26.
Amen.
Is everybody there? We're going to have a time tonight, hallelujah. I feel it. I feel it in my spirit, glory to God.
Amen.
For those of you who are just joining us, amen, I send you peace and blessings to you, and I welcome you in to the Hamitic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship for Yahshua. Come on in. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I always tell people, don't trip. Come along on the fellowship. Amen. Come along on the ship that is connected to Yahshua. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 Ephesians chapter 4, beginning with verse 26. Let's have a moment of prayer. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. Let your word permeate, God. Let your word do what it do best. God, we thank you that we can't do nothing without your word. So we give your word all liberty in the Holy Ghost. So we thank you for your word because you say you sent your word and you healed us. You said that we shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of your mouth. You said that your word would not return back unto you, Lord, but accomplish that which you said. So we send your word out to you tonight, Father. And we thank you for your word doing just what it's going to do. And we thank you, Father. And we give you the praise and the glory. We bind up the hand of the enemy. We rebuke every devil and demon, every witch and every warlock, and every unclean spirit. We thank you tonight for power and authority. And we take our place in you, O God. And we give you praise and the glory. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody send a shout of praise up. Hallelujah. Somebody help me praise him right now. Hallelujah.
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 Yeah,
God. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I don't think somebody heard that. Come on, let's praise the Lord. Come on here, somebody. I'm not
hallelujah.
Talking about a man.
Hallelujah.
I'm talking about God. Come
thank
on here,
you.
Somebody. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for wisdom and knowledge in your word.
Hey, shout out to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to God. Yes, amen. Ephesians chapter 4, beginning with verse 26. And the word of the Lord reads, it says, and in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And this is the verse we're going to focus on. Verse 27. Do not give the devil a foothold. In the Old King James, it says, give no place to the devil. Tonight, I want to focus in on that particular scripture. Give no place to the devil. Amen. Somebody give God a praise.
Amen, amen, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, in the Ephesians 4, even with verse 25,
Now, let's go up to verse 20. Because I'm talking about giving no place to the devil, but I wanna cover some ground first though. Let's go up to verse 20. It says that however is not the way of life you learn. Come on here, somebody. When you heard about Christ, verse 21, and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Yahshua. Verse 22, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put on your old self. Come on here, somebody. That word old self means old nature. In other words, the nature you had before God came in, we're supposed to put that nature off of us. Now,
come on now.
In that, you don't find nowhere where it says for us to put it back on. Come on here, somebody. Once you take it off,
oh,
you're supposed
come
to
on.
Put it back on. Come on here, somebody. To put off your own self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
So that's why we can't go by our own self, because our own self is full of deceitful desires. Come on here, somebody. To be made in the new attitude of your mind and to put on the new self. Somebody say the new self.
The new self. The new self.
Uh-huh. Created to be like God in true righteousness and what? Holiness. Come on here, somebody. That's what that word again. In true righteousness and what? And holiness. Huh?
Holiness. Come on,
man. Let any man be in Christ. I need y'all to catch this tonight. Come on here, somebody. You can't be in the anointing and be operating in your own self. Let me say that. I don't know if you heard what the Holy Spirit of God just said to us tonight. He said, you cannot be in me and operate in your old self. You can't do that. No man can serve two masters. How many know that serving two masters? In the anointing means the presence of God. Now, how you going to be in the presence of God, which is righteousness and holiness, and be operating in the deceit of your old self, which is lying and cheating and backbiting and backstabbing and hatred and jealousy and homemongering and all this other stuff.
That's right.
Say that you in the Christ, in the anointing, but you operate in a nature that is not the anointing. Come on here, somebody. So God says to us,
pull off
the old nature. Come on here, somebody. Put that on. Come on here, somebody.
Come on, man.
So you
can
operate
in God.
Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
How can you have bitter and sweet water coming out of the same fountain? Come on here, somebody. You can't be bitter 1 minute and sweet the next. God is saying, if you in me, you got to make up your mind what you want to be. Either the water going to be sweet or
Amen.
Either the water going to be bitter. But it can't be both sweet and bitter. The
Amen.
Bible says that a tree is known by the fruit it bears. You can't be bearing good and bearing fruit at the same time. The devil is a lie. If you will have good fruit and bear good
Amen.
Fruit, or you will be a bad tree and bear bad fruit. But you can't be both.
That's
it. You can't be both. Hallelujah.
That's the word.
You can't be both.
That's the word. Amen.
And then we confuse the people
Hallelujah.
Because they looking like, who is you? Who is you?
Come on now.
Yeah.
You say you are
Come
God,
on,
but your fruit say you are the devil. Who is you? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Oh, you preaching that.
Yeah, somebody say, neighbor, you ain't got to wonder. Just look at the fruit. The fruit will tell you. Don't go by the tree. Look
come
at the
on
fruit.
Now.
Hallelujah. Tell somebody that look at the fruit. Hallelujah.
Look at the fruit.
Glory to God.
Tell somebody
Glory
to
God.
The fruit. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
If you don't know what tree it is, look at the fruit. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How you know an apple tree is an apple tree? Because you know about a fruit. Come on here, somebody. How you know that a plum tree is a plum tree? You know about a fruit. And how you know a lemon tree is a lemon tree? You know about a fruit. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I wish somebody help me give God a praise right there. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, preacher.
Hallelujah.
So the Holy Spirit is saying to us tonight in verse 22, it says that you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desire. Amen. That's why some folks can't get what they want, because they ask it in account of their deceitful desire. Now, James said you ask, but you ask amiss. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You ask for something, but you got the wrong intentions behind it. And God is saying, tell your will, my will, or you ain't going to get that. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on, preacher.
Hallelujah.
Come
when
on,
your will becomes God will, how many of you know that there's nothing that God won't give you? Come on here, somebody. You can ask whatever you can ask whatever you want, because your will is my will. I want that for you. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
You're not asking amiss. Come on here, somebody. You're not asking on your own luck. You ask it because you want to glorify me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, I wish somebody would give God a praise in there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Right there. Hallelujah.
He said, don't forget, you're not of your old man no more. You're not of your old creature no more. Verse 23 says, to be made new in the attitude of your mind. Come on. See, the first thing you got to do is get your mind right.
You
come on, here, somebody. Hallelujah. See, our mind is messed up because we ain't presenting our body as a living sacrifice. Come on, here, somebody. We still trying to serve God, amen, with a new mind, but we ain't put our body on the altar. Come on, here, somebody. Flesh is out of control, and we tell them we got a new mind. How many know that the devil is a lie? Come on here, somebody. If your flesh is out of control, then your mind is out of control. Come on here, somebody. We need to put our mind on the altar and say, Lord, here go my body. I present it as a living sacrifice. What is my what? Reasonable service. Come on here, somebody. In other words, that's the least I can do for you, God. Hallelujah. The least I can do is put my body on this altar. Somebody need to give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The reason why we have so much trouble out of our mind is because we ain't put our body on the altar. Come on here, somebody. Our flesh still telling our spirit
Amen.
What to do. And our spirit ain't
Hallelujah.
Telling our flesh what to do. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We got things out of order. We got the servant
Hallelujah.
In the place of a ruler. Oh, what did God say? Put your flesh in its place. It's a servant. It ain't supposed to be saying nothing, but it's supposed to be working and doing what God wanted to do. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It says, and to put
That's
on
it.
The new self. Somebody say the new self.
The new self.
Let me tell you, the enemy is scared of your new self. Come on here, somebody. He know how to deal with the old self. But he don't know how to deal with the new self, because the new self is in the anointing. Come on here, somebody. The new self is off the chain. Come on here, somebody. The new self want to do everything God want to do. The new self want to pray. The new self want to worship. The new self, hallelujah. Somebody say, my new self.
My new self.
My new self.
My new self back in the day would have wanted to cut you out, but now my new self is saying, no, I just want to pray for you. My old self would have got mad at you, but my new self is saying, no, don't do that. Put him on the altar. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he said to put on the new self, created to be like God. Somebody said, neighbor.
Neighbor.
You need to let that new self out. Come on here, somebody. See, that's what's wrong. The new self wants to come out.
Yes,
hallelujah.
See, your enemies is tripping because they not used to the new self. They used to the old self. Amen. They used to be able to kick you off, make you mad. amen, make you go left and make you want to curse him off. But this new self is saying, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, I praise you. Hallelujah. Lord, forgive them, for they don't know what they do. Hallelujah. The new self is saying, yeah, it's going to be all right anyhow. You meant it for bad, but God will work it for my good. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. That new self around there saying, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Hallelujah. That new self said, love them that hate you. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, I love my new self. Hallelujah.
Neighbor, I love my new self.
Yeah. So somebody give God, I'm feeling the anointing right there. Hallelujah. Say, neighbor, I love my new self. Come on here.
Hallelujah.
Neighbor,
hallelujah.
I love my new self.
Hallelujah.
Old things have passed away. In other words, how I used to think, I don't think like that no more. How I used to feel, I don't feel like that no more.
Yeah,
but I feel what the Lord wants me to feel. I feel the anointing. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because I say in prayer. Amen. The new self pray before it do anything. Hallelujah. The new self acknowledge the Lord in all his ways. Hallelujah. That's why the devil can't stand us, beloved. Because he said, I can't stand this new self you got. Hallelujah. I wish you would be the old self so I could rule over you. But tell the devil, say, devil, you will never get the old self back. Hallelujah. I am the new self forever and ever and ever. Somebody give him a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, he's done for me.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, this your new self is awesome. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Neighbor, this your new self is awesome.
New self is awesome.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. It's created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Somebody said, in true righteousness.
And true righteousness.
And holiness.
Yes, God.
How many know that true righteousness means that it's not self-right? That it's the righteousness that comes from God himself. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. In other words,
hallelujah,
our self didn't have nothing to do with this.
Hallelujah.
Y'all still hear me tonight? Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God.
So I got the new self that's created to be like God. See, that's how the enemy tricked him in the garden. He tricked Eve because Eve didn't know she was already like God. The enemy tricked her because he couldn't get to man. Come on here, somebody. He couldn't get to Adam. Adam's mistake was that he didn't guard his woman. Come on here, somebody.
Right.
I don't know how many brothers I got online tonight, but brothers, let me tell you something. If we pray more, we'd keep the devil out of our woman's ear. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
If you pray more, talk to the daddy more, glory to God, stay in the anointing more, amen. It's the Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, protect my wife. Protect my woman. Protect my good thing you've given me. Glory to God. Lord, keep the devil out of her ear. Glory to God. Guess what? She be saying, baby, I heard God say so-and-so. Baby, God told me that you were like this and like that. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory
amen
to God. We got
yes,
to stay
Lord
on God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
We kind of, we men right here trying to be Mac Daddy, Pimp Daddy, and all that other daddy. We need to stay on our faith before God and make sure that the enemy don't have no place in our garden. Come on here, somebody. How many know if you protect your garden will
amen
bless you? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Adam's job was to keep the garden. Come on here, somebody. And how many you know that the womb, man, the womb that God gave us got to be protected. Come on here, somebody. We can't let snakes. We can't let a scorpion. Hallelujah. We can't let these idols walk around. No, no, you got to get up out of here. Amen. I don't know where the hell you going, but you got to get up out of here. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 Amen. Yes, Lord. Verse 25. It says, therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor. In other words, stop lying. Come on here, somebody. Put off the spirit of lying. Come on here, somebody. Be truthful. Come on here, somebody. How many know that truth will stand out before a lie? Come on here, somebody. God says, speak the truth.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How many know that God can't back us up if we lying all the time? Come on here, somebody. How can we tell about God is speaking to us and we lie?
Amen.
Amen, all the time. People will talk about, what, who is you?
Come
what
on,
God
preacher.
Is you here? How you going to talk about God speaking to you and you always lie? You can't tell the truth.
Come
how many
on,
know
man.
That God would not back a lie, but he'll tell, but he will back the truth? Mm-hmm. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on, preacher.
Hallelujah.
Come on, now. Come on now.
He encourages us to put out falsehood and speak truthfully
Amen.
To our neighbor. For we are all members of what?
Amen.
One body. Come on here, somebody. Say one body.
One body.
One body.
One body.
One body.
How can we say we are one body and we out to hurt each other? Come on here, somebody. How many of you know
come
that
on
I'm
now.
Out
now.
You
now.
That I hurt me?
Amen.
Because we are of the same body.
Amen.
But we hurt the Messiah when we hurt each other. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. If we all know that we love Yahshua, if we come out of Yahshua, we shouldn't want to hurt nothing that come out of Yahshua. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And how you gonna say you love Yahshua and you don't love me when I come out of Yahshua too? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on now. Hallelujah.
We got to love each other. Because when we love each other, we love him. Oh, no.
Right.
Ain't nobody going to say nothing tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we love
Amen.
Each other,
Amen.
We love him. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Didn't he say that there
that's
was
the
love
truth right there.
By the love we have one for another? Hallelujah. He said,
Amen.
That's how they
yeah.
going to recognize you. Because you got love for each other. Come on here, somebody. How is it that you hurt and I can't feel your hurt, but we got the same father? Somebody lying somewhere. Come on here, somebody. How is it I get joy when you hurt? Come on here, somebody. If I get joy when you hurt, then that means we ain't got the same daddy. Come on here, somebody. Because we come from
come
one,
on,
the
preacher.
Same daddy. I wish somebody
come
would give God a praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I shouldn't get no joy when you cry. I should be feeling pain when you cry. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
And then he says in verse 26, in your anger, do not sin. I believe in the King James, it said, be angry and sin
Amen.
Not. Is that what it says?
That's right. Amen.
Is that what it says in the old King James? Be angry and sin not?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Let me tell you what that means, child of God. It means no matter how upset you get, don't allow how upset you get for you to take action behind how angry you are.
Oh.
How many know that anger is of the devil?
Amen.
That's why God don't want us to get angry unless it's at the devil. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But he said, when you get angry against your brother or sister, be angry, but don't sin. In other words, it's all right to be mad, but don't allow how mad you are to cause you to take action against your brother or sister. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you still got to do what? Forgive them.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that works hardest against us because we don't want to what? Forgive. We want to stay angry. But God is saying, don't be angry, because at the end of the day, you still got to do what? Forgive them. Can y'all hear me, beloved?
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
How many of you get blessed so far tonight?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight. Are there any questions? Are there any questions tonight?
No.
So I want to look at tonight one more thing tonight before we wrap it up. Now, when the Lord says to us, be angry and sin not. But then he says, give no place to the devil. That word
no place
means space. Come on here, somebody. How many know when you give place to the devil, you give him room to operate?
Yeah.
And he take advantage.
Yeah.
And so, praise means that we've given him some kind of authority. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So God says don't give him no space to operate. Don't give him no room to do nothing. Somebody say room.
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 When you in a fight, beloved, let me just give you this strategy. This going to help somebody tonight. When you in a fight and you got somebody hemmed up, once you hem them up, they don't have no room to swing. Are y'all still with me tonight?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
So if they against the wall and you got room to swing, you now have an advantage over them because they don't have room to do what they want to do.
That's right.
God is saying tonight, we need to keep the devil hemmed up.
Amen.
We need to keep him in a place to where he don't have room enough to swing. Come on here, somebody. He don't have room enough to operate. I'm not going to give you no grace, devil, hallelujah, to do anything what against me. Come on here, somebody. I'm going to keep you hemmed up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Let me share this with you, beloved. When we get angry and we stay angry, we give place to the devil. Come on here, somebody.
Yes. Right.
Oh. Yeah, Lord. Yes, Lord, I hear you. God said to tell you, when we get angry and stay angry, we give the devil a place.
Mm.
We give him room to operate against us.
Okay, there you go.
Proverbs. So let me start Proverbs right quick. Hallelujah. Keep your finger there in Ephesians. Let's go to Proverbs right quick. We're going to close up in a minute. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm near the Holy Ghost of God tonight. God's going to deliver somebody from angels.
Okay.
You get angry too quick. Hallelujah. Lord, you are so awesome. Proverbs 15:1. Somebody read it for me out of the old King James.
Mm-hmm.
15:1.
Mm-hmm.
A soft answer turns away wrath.
Stop. Wait. Property. Stop. Right there. I want to cover that right there. A soft answer turns away wrath. Can everybody hit me tonight?
Yeah.
A soft answer is an answer without wrath, an answer without anger. A soft answer means that it's not a roaring answer, it's a soft answer.
Okay. We can do that.
An answer that is not, it don't have no kind of anger in it. So when that answer come back to the person, a soft answer, thank you, Lord, a humble answer, a meek answer, that's what I mean in my spirit, turns away wrath. Come on here, somebody. In other words, wrath can't operate until wrath is given back to it. But if you give that wrath a soft answer, it's not going to retaliate. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A soft answer turns away wrath. In other words, turns away anger. Keep reading, prophetess.
Turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger.
Grievous words, angry words, harsh words, hard words, angry words stir up anger. Come on here, somebody. That's like putting more heat on the fire. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So if you want to turn away an angry person, then you speak soft. You don't get into anger with the person. Because if the person is angry and you come out with anger words, then that's gonna cause everybody to be what? More angry. Come on here, somebody. But if you use soft words turn away what? Wrath. Come on here, somebody. The reason why, thank you, Lord, my grandmother told me, and it's a true saying, I thank God for her. She said it takes two people to argue.
Yeah,
I don't know if you can hear me tonight.
Mm-hmm.
How many know that nobody want to argue with themselves? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
If you saw you using soft words, amen, the person that argues going to soon say, wait a minute, they got all good back.
And if you lost your mind and angry, you're talking to somebody else. It still got to be two people.
Mm-hmm. Amen. But see, anger don't want to argue by itself. Anger want to argue with somebody. Come on here, somebody. But the Bible says a soft answer turn away wrath. Come on here, somebody. And so over here in Ephesians 4, it says give no place to the devil. Come on here, somebody. So when we argue and give argument, anger back, then we give him place to the devil, because the Bible says, don't let the sun go down what? On your wrath. In other words, find a way to make up. Come on here, somebody. Baby, I'm sorry. Honey, I'm sorry. Sister, I'm sorry. But don't let the sun go down and y'all still mad. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Man.
Because God says, that's when the enemy get the plate. So how we stop the enemy from getting the plate is through what? Forgiveness. We can't be in unforgiveness all day, because unforgiveness is one of what Satan's devices. Come on here, somebody. We got to be smart enough to say, I ain't going to give no place to you. Never get about it. I'm sorry. I was wrong. Whatever I did, I apologize. Amen. Forgive. Somebody give God a praise.
Amen.
Amen.
Some of us think we too big to forgive. They gonna think I'm soft. No, that's a part of the devil's plan to get you in the unforgiveness and anger, and then God can't move for you. How many know that the Bible says forgive, forgive them that are indebted to me? Is that in the prayer? Is that in the Lord's Prayer?
Yes, it is.
Forgive me. Listen, child of God, and I'm going to close with this. The Lord's Prayer says, forgive me and I'll forgive them that are indebted to me. Y'all ain't hearing me tonight, glory to God. But y'all better hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to us. So actually what we're saying is this. Can everybody hear me?
Amen.
This is actually what we're saying. Lord, forgive me as I forgive those who need my forgiveness. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know if anybody heard it. But God says, I forgive you, and you forgive those who need your forgiveness. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on now, preacher. Come on now.
We wonder why God ain't forgiving us. He said, you won't forgive Jim. You won't forgive Lisa. You won't forgive the ones I told you to forgive. You still holding a grudge. You still mad. And how many know when you get mad and you don't forgive, you give place to the devil? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah.
If you're holding any kind of anger tonight, in the name of Yahshua, let that anger go. Come on here, somebody. Let it go. Release it to God tonight. Look it to God tonight. Hold on to it no longer. Whatever they hurt you, whatever they did to you, release it.
Glory to God.
Release that anger.
Hallelujah.
To anger that you should have been done released. Been done let go of. Hallelujah. Don't you know when you hold on to anger and you don't release it, it become a grudge? Come on here, somebody. Now you got a grudge against
that person.
Every time you think about it, they make you sick. Every time you think about it, you start feeling bad in your body. Lose them tonight. Lose them, glory to God. Lose that spirit.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Lose them.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Amen.
Don't let nobody make you angry no more. Glory to God. Say, Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank
you. Lord, I thank you.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
See, when you forgave him, you know. See, you forgiving them, now the devil don't have no place. Come on here, somebody. The enemy ain't got no room to operate no more. Come on here, somebody. And plus, you free yourself. You free you. Now you free. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 Because how many know that that person was feeling good about you being angry all the time? How many know that person felt good when you was holding the grudge because he knew that they had got to you. But now that you done forgiven and let it go, now they ain't got no what place no more. Give no place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Give no place.
No place.
Because that unforgiving spirit was of the old self. See, that's how the old self was. But now this new self is saying, forgive him. It ain't even worth it. God got something better. Hallelujah. Forgive him. God is going to work that out for you. Come on here, somebody. Forgive him. God done already went before you. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes.
Oh, I feel somebody freeing themselves tonight. Somebody is getting free tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Freedom, freedom.
Somebody lift your hands up right quick and pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord.
Lord.
I thank you.
I thank you.
For delivering me.
For delivering me.
From the spirit of angels.
From this day forward,
I give no place.
I give no word.
To the devil.
To the devil.
Say, devil.
Devil.
You have no power over me.
You have no power over me.
And the spirit of anger.
And the spirit of anger.
Has no place here anymore.
Has no place here anymore.
Lord, I thank you. For giving me power.
Over the devil.
Love.
And a sound mind.
Over the enemy.
Amen. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. So now I got power, love, and of a sound mind over the enemy. I no longer have the spirit of anger, so the enemy has no place in my life. Somebody give God a praise.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Amen. We give God praise on tonight. Glory to God. How many of you got any questions? How many of you got any compliments? Amen. How many got anything to say right now? Glory to God. I'm just happy right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I got a lot out of it tonight. That's letting you know when you let go of people, forgive them, you can move on with your life.
Watch out.
So I understand that. And really and truly, I need a lot of prayers right now. We just came from a funeral. And we got in 4 days on Monday. And my sister, her husband died this evening. It's just like, it's constantly going on. It's like every time you look, it's one going on. I had three first cousins less than 2 months, like right behind one another. Pop, pop, pop. Not a brother-in-law. Got three more brother-in-laws are sick. It's just like, I don't understand. And today when I went to my parents and I'm home, somebody had a brand new car in the backyard, and the police said they couldn't move it. It was on private property. They told me I would have to push the car in the street. He said, but when you push it, it might have a body in that car. So he gave me where the house was, where that car was registered to. Find out they hiding that car from the repo people. So I told that guy, I said, I'm coming to warn y'all that I'm going to call the repo people if y'all don't go get it. He said, we was just waiting till you leave. We saw when the police came to our house. We wouldn't open the door. And we saw the police in the backyard checking it out. I said, but who give y'all a right on private property? And went in the house, and they had all kind of seafood and everything that they left in there to sink out the house. It's just that they are really being ugly. And the Lord having me keep my peace, didn't get there acting stupid like them, to keep your peace. You know? Is that every time you think that you cross the one hurdle, another one there. I paid $350 for a dumpster. Before I can put the stuff in the dumpster, the people had to fill it up. And I know my nephew in on that mess because he was the one that had that lady to attack us last week. And then when she find out she could have went to jail from coming on that property, she hurry up and quiet down. So that's the way the devil do us. One, make us think that we're supposed to be intimidated by them. I said, the devil is a liar. God said, no weapon. He means no weapon form against being supposed to cry. So I'm just saying, you know, I know y'all saying I'm crying like a baby. Help, help, help. I'm saying pray, pray, pray. You know, it's just the enemy. It's just the enemy. And you can't put all your trust in people who say that they're coming to your rescue to help you. Everybody that said that they was coming to my rescue down here to help me, oh, you go ahead on and do it. We're going to be right there for everything. You can't find them in the daytime with energy or light pole. They're nowhere to be found. But I tell you one thing, God ain't never left me. He have never left me. And I figure when it's being delayed, that means he's working it out for my good, for him to get the glory. So I just told my sister when I went there this morning, before I went out of town to my parents and them house, I said, I don't know if you want to hear it, but that's a rattle that I heard when I worked in the hospital. I hope you're ready and hope he's ready. He said, oh, they say he tired. If he get to be, if they can let him rest, he'll be all right. About 1, 2 o'clock, I get the call. I think you need to come on back home. I say, why? They say, Freddie gone. You know? So, I don't understand. God knows I don't. You know? We drove 6 hours this week. On Friday, we drove 6 hours. And 6 hours on Sunday. And now we back at the same situation, but different. You know?
Woman of God, this is what I hear God saying. He said,
Because that protest up with song, not in the...
With song what?
Psalms 91.
91?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's the song, Psalms 91.
Okay.
When you get in that song, mother, I want you to just lay your head in that song.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to everything that God is saying in that song.
Mm-hmm.
And just take hold of it. But that's for you.
Amen.
That song going to protect you.
Amen.
While all hell is breaking loose, nothing is going to touch you and yours. Whoever you put up before God, God's going to protect you.
Amen.
All that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
No harm is going to come to you. Now. Are you here?
Yes.
I don't care if people drop dead around you. God ain't going to let nothing happen to you. Can you still
Amen.
Hear me, mother?
Yes, I hear you. I hear you.
Because you got a covenant with God. And God says, I don't break my covenant.
That's right. Amen.
That's what I hear God saying. But God saying as soon as you can, plant you a seed around that sun and get it to the word of God. Hallelujah. Because
Amen.
God is saying that's going to protect you and your household.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And Father, I release your protection around her, God. I thank you for your blood that covers her, Lord. Father, we give you the praise. And we keep her lifted, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, for your protection. We thank you, Lord, that you are the physician that heals us. Hallelujah. And we thank you, God, that there is no power outside of your power that can uphold us in this hour. Lord, we thank you that you are the God that heals us. And we bless your holy name.
Yes, Lord.
Continue
Jesus.
To open doors. Continue to make ways, oh God.
Yes,
and
Lord.
And we give
Jesus.
Your name the praise.
Praise you, Jesus.
And you're sure how much
in
his
name,
name
of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Somebody
Jesus.
Give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. I'm not saying that. I'm just telling you. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I hear the Lord saying, do not worry. For I am your provider. I am your Jehovah Jireh, said the Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
And I will provide for you, said the Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And I hear the Lord say, one more thing. He said, tell her one more thing. Tell her I got her. He said to tell you that he got you, but hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank
and
you,
I can see you in the Lord's hand. He said, I got you in the palm of my hand, said the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Somebody
Jesus.
Give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Yes, Lord.
Y'all know why the Spirit of God is moving. Come on in. Come on in.
Amen. 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 Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. We thank God for the word on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We got to be careful when it comes to anger. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got to be careful with that anger. That's why I said when you're angry, don't sit. You know, a lot of people are in jail because they got mad. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. A lot of people in jail because they got mad for a moment, for a moment. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But thank God we got the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. The Holy Ghost gives us love. It gives us temperance. It gives us kindness. It gives us gentleness, all the way to self-control. Praise God. So when situations happen, hallelujah, we don't react the way we used to react back in the world. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now when things happen, you can laugh at people. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You can laugh at them and keep on moving. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. You realize, amen, they the ones look crazy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Like the man of God said, amen, when somebody arguing against themselves, by themselves, praise God. Hallelujah. They look kind of crazy. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for the word on the day. Amen. We thank God. Hallelujah. For the man of God bringing forth the word. Hallelujah. Amen. And I also like, amen, like the scripture says, don't let the sun go down on your anger. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to stop going to sleep mad at everybody, mad at each other. Hallelujah. Praise God. Couples. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to stop going to sleep mad at each other. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you go to bed, you need to work that thing out. Hallelujah. I know you got work in the morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. But it's going to be a hell of a day, literally. Praise God if you don't get that straightened out before you go to bed at night. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank God for the word. Hallelujah. We thank God for the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word on tonight. We thank you for the man of God on tonight, Lord. We thank you for just prospering him, Lord, and strengthening him and filling him with that precious word to pour out onto your people every night. Continue to lead and guide him, Lord. Continue to mold and shape him, Lord. And we thank you and praise your high and your holy name because you are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord, for using the man of God in his vessel on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for the word on anger on tonight. Praise God. And not giving the devil place. Hallelujah. Not giving them a foothold. Not giving them a position to do anything. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank God for the word. Amen. Let's make sure we take this word with us. Hallelujah. Watch this. The man of God, God preached this word tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody gonna make you mad tomorrow. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Let me tell you how it happened. It happened. This is, like I told y'all before, this is school. Hallelujah. So every time you get a lesson, you're gonna get a test. Hallelujah. Praise God. Every time you get a lesson, you're gonna get a test. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the devil is coming to test you. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's already got somebody at your job. Wait. Hallelujah. As soon as you walk through the door, they're going to do something to make you mad. But remember what the man of God, about 7 weeks ago, praise God, 6 weeks ago, hallelujah, we need to walk in there and say, peace be still. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we need to not let our anger get the best of us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah on today. We thank God for the word. Do we have any more comments, any words of encouragement? Praise God. Any testimony? Anybody got a testimony about their anger? Hallelujah. Praise God. Maybe you got a testimony how you used to go off. Hallelujah. But God done changed. Praise God. Maybe somebody would like to hear that tonight. Maybe somebody needs to hear that tonight because they in the same boat. And you know what people are telling them? And you know what they think? They think that's just the way they are. God made me this way. I go off. No, hallelujah. That's why you don't mess with me. I'm one of his soldiers. That's why I go on, because I'm a soldier. Praise God. No, no, no. Hallelujah. That's anger. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So is that one tonight with a testimony? Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, bless the name of the Lord on tonight. We thank God for the word. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah for everything he's doing in the ministry, everything he's doing in each and every last one of our lives. We want to remind everybody, if you haven't, hallelujah, sowed your seed, get your seed sown, hallelujah, so God can bless you, praise God, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over to the hands of the man of God, and he's going to go ahead and pray us out with his benediction and his final announcements on tonight. Apostle, it's back in your hands, praise God.
Thank you. Amen. Let the name of God say it, amen. So you see that, so that the Lord can bless you. Amen. How many know that God can bless us if you don't do a nothing to work with? Come on. We have our work with our faith.
So it's
the only way that we're going to get a harvest.
Somebody
put God
in
praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. So you're thanking God tonight. Are there any comments or questions before I pray about it?
Amen.
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 I really want to say this, God of God. Faith that God makes you if we just being hearers of the word and not doers, then the word is not proper. We got to obey God with the word. Especially if he's telling you that this is anointed ground. And you know what God wants you to do. I'm not telling you to do anything that God isn't telling you, because God ain't telling you by all means don't do it. But if God is telling you and you're not doing it, then that's looking bad on the fellowship. Because God is still going to bless the fellowship. But yet I want you to be blessed too. That's what I said tonight.
Amen.
Is there a TV out here in the background?
Somebody.
Turn that down or turn that off. Thank you, Father. Can we turn the TV off, please? Or turn it down? We can hear your TV. Can you turn it off or either turn it down? One of the things.
They act like they just don't care.
That's what that is. Yes, indeed.
So, Father, we thank you and we give you praise and command for what our ears have heard, for what our eyes have seen. Father, we thank you tonight, Lord, for your word.
Yes, Lord.
Father, for those that will obey your word, bless them, O Lord God.
for those who have heard your word and did not move in your word. Show them. Bless you. Father, we give you praise tonight. We thank you for your word tonight.
Yes,
Father, confirm your word with signs following. We give you praise and glory for all things. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray.
Amen.
What I say unto one,
I say unto one,
I say unto all,
I say unto all.
Watch.
Watch.
And pray.
And pray.
And live holy.
And
live holy.
Every day.
Every day.
Say neighbor.
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 I love you.
I love you.
And there's nothing you can do about it. Amen. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We thank God on tonight. You are now dismissed until 5 o'clock tomorrow. Peace and blessings for
thank
you.
Thank you. Thank
you. You are the last party in the conference.
This is for that little child with no father. For that man that doesn't have a place to stay. For that little boy living with AIDS.
Can I tell you a story, tell you a story?
You can lean on me.
There's a man,
oh, yeah,
standing on the corner. He has no home, he has no food, and his blue skies are gone.
Yes, it is.
Can you hear him crying now? you more than you'll ever know.
Then I'm walking away.
Open up.
After my ship it landed, truth is I had this meeting with God and confessed my sin, and he gave me this new beginning. All I could do then was pray. I came home after a trip to Atlanta, a different planet is where they thought I came from. After my ship it landed, truth is I had this meeting with God and confessed my sin, and he gave me this new beginning. All I could do then was pin it all down in my notebook. Just a lot of verses, me learning how not to curse was like learning to write in cursive. She's still flirting with me even though we up in church, and I'm fighting to memorize all these verses up in the word. You would've never seen it come. A couple months ago, I'm getting high with my cousin. And fast forward now, around campus, I am buzzing. Not really, but it felt like that. It felt like rap was just another passion. Never thought I'd be at the Grammys talking about my fashion. You don't believe in God, but how did you explain what happened? I promise we ain't planning. Now Christians unashamed from Zambia to Manhattan. Still looking for the pattern, come on. What would it take to make you believe? More fire from the sky, another part in the sea. The honest truth is that you ain't got the power to see. But let me take you on this journey, it all started with me. What's up? What would it take to make you believe? More fire from the sky, another part in the sea. The honest truth is you ain't got the power to see. But let me take you on this journey. Yeah, most of the things I thought I'd never do, I did those. And I ain't nothing but a man standing up on his tiptoes. Shout out to Kirk Franklin, but I ain't him. I'm what happens when hip-hop bless all the saints in. I wouldn't call it gospel music, but I'm Christian, no. And it's what happened when a Christian flow. That was funny, cause I don't really got a home. And this industry say can leave him alone, unless he become a clone. Had me singing the same old songs, no power in them. But I'm too hard to understand, I'm an algorithm. And evidently it's evidence I'm a resident of somewhere that you know that you ought to be, but you've never been. So try to get used to me, cause I'ma settle in. Reminding you to settle your heavenly settlement. A sight for sore eyes or an eyesore, it don't matter, I own the label. And guess what, I'ma sign more.
Church closed too.
The canon, the canon, the canon.
This is for somebody. Do your head like this. Watch this.
Think back.
And every time I think back,
verse. Watch this. Watch this. Remember.
Remember when the doctor said, he said he couldn't help you out.
Remember this right here.
Remember when the money was getting low.
You remember that?
Remember when the money was getting low. You're hurting, now you're feeling low.
What?
Just when the night would never end.
What happened?
The sun came.
Anybody up here know what I'm talking about? Look at that. Come on, y'all.
Amen.
Can we minister to you? Come on and tell. You keep on. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Just keep on. What does it do? It's what I love. It's right. Listen, 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 listen. I shouldn't be here today.
I'm just being ordinary,
But my ordinary is your extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
I'm being extra.
But I'm just being ordinary. You think Elder just extra. You think I do the most. You wanna know how I know? The Spirit told me so. How a preacher on the mic in the church flowing. Ain't got the nerve to have your ears and your neck glowing. He just extra. Yeah, he need to stop. He need to get off that prayer line and get a job. He ain't hearing from God. He just being lazy. That stuff he's smoking on, it got him going crazy. Still I call and still I watch and still I listen in. Cause if he make it, I want a piece of them dividends. Y'all right on time, all y'all haters get y'all pad and pen. Write this down so you won't forget, I want you to remember this. That I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary,
extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. Tryna be extra spiritual,
nah,
or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it,
big right name, I'ma kill it. He the realest. Nothing I do no more is about to show. Nothing I do no more is for the dough. And it's a free download, can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers gon' have it for the low. God with me. So ain't no stopping me. You should have stayed down, not to the top of me. Tryna overthrow the boss, that's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never worked, that's why y'all mad at me. Or rather D.O.D. because he got my back. Where Elder is weak, he picking up some slack. He blessed me,
why?
So I correct the track. I bet you rewind it and play it back. I body boys on these beats and I ain't trying to. When the spirit moving, I could preach an hour or two. So might as well get comfortable, cause here we go. But before the sermon starts, I had to let you know. That I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary,
extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. I ain't tryna be extra spiritual,
nah,
or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it,
when I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest.
Listen,
that I'm just being ordinary,
just ordinary.
But my ordinary is your extraordinary,
extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary,
just ordinary.
I ain't tryna be extra spiritual,
I ain't trying.
Nah, or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it,
when I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
Thank you.
not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Help me say yeah. Make me.
did not create.